the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to it.
Yay.
Hi. Yeah. Important podcast. One, Dane's birthday. Two, Aaron's last show.
Oh. Here it is.
Those Two Girls.
Hello.
Good morning, and may I just hijack our very own radio show to wish my husband, Dano, happy 40th.
Is that your present to him?
Because of course it is.
I told the nation it was your birthday, so you're welcome.
It is. Today is his 40th, but I thought, got lots of prezzies for him, but I would like to suggest a Netflix and chill sesh with the following movie, Sarah, that you two laughed at me about this. Earlier in the week, I brought to you the story of Pablo Escobar's hippopotami. Remember that?
Yes.
Okay.
That there's now quite the population of hippos, about 100 to be exact,
correct,
in Colombia, because Pablo, old mate, decided he wanted to have four
in his own
personal
zoo.
Zoo mansion.
And now they've mated after he was shot and killed back in, you know, the early 90s, and they've mated, and there's an entire colony of them. Well, you two said to me, where do you get your stupid stories from? And guess who wants my stupid story? Netflix.
Are you
Netflix,
serious?
I'm not even kidding, okay? Netflix are releasing a movie version called Cocaine Hippos. They're saying it's going to be sort of like Tropic Thunder meets The Hangover. Okay, I didn't think it was going to be Schindler's List meets The English Patient personally, but basically this is the synopsis. Cocaine Hippos.
Synopsis.
Cocaine Hippos will follow a group of friends who stumble across a clue leading to Escobar's lost treasure. They then embark on a wild trip that pits them against con men, local drug lords, and the deadly hippos that Escobar smuggled into Colombia back in the 80s. I can't wait.
Wow, when is that released?
I don't know, Sarah. I think it's in development.
I thought you were in consultation.
Oh, my God, they're just saying it's going to star Will Ferrell. Life made.
Oh, I'm not watching it now.
Way to ruin a movie.
Way to ruin a movie. What do you mean? Oh, no. That'd be shocking. Elf was the only good
Will Ferrell movie. I got that wrong. Sorry, it's not going to star Will Ferrell. He stars in another cocaine-related Netflix movie.
Well, of course.
Movie.
Oh, so many of them out at the moment.
A woman's Facebook post, Sarah, has gone viral. She spotted a policeman taking selfies with his companion at an airport. That doesn't sound that unusual. Lots of people do that before they embark on a holiday, but this one was quite special because his companion was none other than his police dog.
No.
His partner, his actual work partner. So this
they
woman...
They are cool dogs. If I had a police dog, I'd be taking selfies with it too.
They're incredible. So this woman is sitting at her gate awaiting her flight. She sees this middle-aged police sergeant with his phone out, the dog sitting beside him, and this guy is, you know, camera position, taking selfies of himself and his pup. Now, the good bit is that he's actually showing the photographs that he's taking to his dog for approval. You know, that's when she knew that she was dealing.
What do you think of this one, Rex? Your nose look a bit big there?
She knew that she was dealing with true love. She said, I would just watch the cop at the airport take a series of selfies with his cop dog and then stop to show him each one. I stand corrected. That sweet boy was his partner, not just his dog. Now, the post has gone viral. This is where the story takes a twist. The policeman in question finds the viral thread, hops on and says, hey guys, it's me, I'm the policeman.
Wow.
Would you all like to see the actual selfies that I took?
Yeah.
Here you go. And he posts them and they're resplendent.
Oh, they're so cute.
Look, there's one there.
Oh, you're going to have to
put
them up.
That's a serious one, ooh, Sarah. We'll put them up on our Instagram at Lise and Sarah. They are divine. The whole event has gone full circle, and I love a dog story, Sarah. You know I do.
Yeah, look, you bring more canine stories to this radio show than any other show in the country, I think. Honestly, I would be hard-pressed to find another radio program with as much four-legged content as what you find.
We've just gone from hippos to dolls. I particularly like this comment. I'm not sure who is more handsome. Thank you so much for sharing. That was me.
That's cute. Do you show Minnie your selfies together?
We take selfies together all the time.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Look, a lot of people out there believe that some doctors, particularly surgeons, have a God complex. Now,
they're very good.
I don't blame them, because when you hear a story like the one I'm about to dive into, you want to stand up and give them a round of applause because it is amazing. So, 53-year-old patient Dagmar Turner had a tumour in her brain, in her right frontal lobe, which was dangerously close to the area responsible for coordinating delicate movements in her left hand. Now, here's the thing about old Dagmar. She's a professional violinist in an orchestra. That's her job. Okay, she's been playing the violin since she was 10 years old. It's her passion, and she said the thought of losing her ability to play because of this bloody tumour was heartbreaking.
I mean, so, as a fellow violinist,
She did violin for a couple of years in
Sarah,
high school.
Sarah, stuff you. I did not do it for a couple of years. I played the violin in the Western Suburbs String Orchestra from year 3 to year 10. And then by the time I got to year 10, I was putting that many hours a day into the bloody violin that I ended up smashing it against a wall. Okay. True story.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. So you're no Dagmar.
So I'm no violinist no more.
Let's just set the scene there. Well, here's the thing. The neurosurgeon heard her worry and concern, and he came up with the creative solution of getting her to play her violin during her brain surgery. This just took place this week at King's College Hospital in London. So while she's lying down being operated on, her skull is open.
Oh my God.
They are cutting into her brain. They said she needs to play her instrument while they're doing it to ensure that they did not damage the wrong area during the tumour removal. And that's exactly what they did. The surgeon said that he performs around 400 tumour removals in the brain each year, and they often involve waking people during surgery to give them language tests. But this was the first time that he's had a patient play an instrument on the operating table. So beforehand, his team of other doctors spent 2 hours mapping out her brain to figure out which areas were active when she played the violin. And they managed to get 90% of the tumour out without affecting her fine motor skills. She went home to her husband and son 3 days after the procedure, and she's hoping to be back with her orchestra very soon.
I mean, talk about nerves of steel. You know, talk about, like, you're in such a vulnerable state. You're on an operating table having your brain cut open, and you also have to play.
You're playing a bit of Bach.
A bit of Bach.
A bit of Bach. A bit of Tchaikovsky. Beethoven. That's not how you say Beethoven.
Have you just had brain surgery?
I think someone's touching an area of my frontal lobe right now.
Sarah, there's nothing worse than a ruined surprise.
What happened?
Well, I know this firsthand because, as I said to you, today is Dane's birthday. Mm-hmm. But yesterday afternoon, we had a really special surprise that the boys and I had planned for him. It had been in the making for 2 months, okay? When I sat the boys down late last year and I said, Daddy's 40th is coming up in Feb, what do you guys want to do for it for him? What's going to be your present? And they knew exactly immediately. They said, Mum, we want to take him to iFly. Now, if you're not familiar with iFly, it's one of those indoor skydiving places where it's a giant wind tunnel, right? It's pretty phenomenal. And Remy and Max had been iFlying for a birthday party. So they knew how great it was. And they said, we want Dad to experience it. And I said, well, that's a wonderful 40th present. I'm down. So from December to February, I was saying to them, don't reveal anything. Keep it a surprise. Be careful what you say. When we talk about Dad's birthday, remember it's on the DL. Yes, 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 Mum. Great. The day came yesterday. We were booked in for a 4:30 flight. Picked them up from school. I'd texted Remy, my eldest. Don't forget. Keep it a surprise. Remind your younger brother he's not to say a word. Yes, Mum. They get in the car. We drive to iFly, Sarah. We're 10 minutes away. 10 minutes. 2 months of planning comes down to 10 minutes.
I feel like my heart's in my throat.
Okay. We've put a blindfold on Dane.
Oh, that's not freaky at all for other
passengers,
drivers on the road. I don't
care. He actually had a towel on his head with a pair of sunglasses over the top.
What?
That was the blindfold. It'll do.
Looked like a giant cucumber.
Yeah, he did. So he's blindfolded. The kids are excited. Then there's silence, and Maxie, my six-year-old, pipes up in the back and he says, "Mummy, are there going to be other people at iFly?" And I've just gone, "You idiot!" I didn't say anything. It was silent, Sarah.
I hope you weren't too harsh on him.
I was very harsh. Remy and I death stared him so intensely that he burst into tears.
He's an angel. He's an angel. Why would you do that? You know
he wrecked it.
He did.
It was just
an accident. This is why you shouldn't let kids know surprises. It's your fault.
It's not my fault. So he was rocking in the corner of the car, howling because he knew he'd stuffed it up.
So what did Dane do during this?
So Dane, being the incredible father he is, the whole time that everyone was just silent and frozen except for Maxie, who was wailing because he'd wrecked it, Dane pretended he was sleeping and started snoring.
Aww.
Because he's gone, these poor bastards, 2 months of planning and it's wrecked mere kilometres from my place. So he starts snoring. Remy, my sassy 10-year-old, says to his brother, "Your New Year's resolution should have been to keep better surprises." Anyway, I mean, I'm pissed. I won't lie.
Did you have a good time?
We had a wonderful time, and after it was all said and done, I said, "Look, we're not going to hold it against you for too long."
We'll be over it by the time Dad turns 41.
Mummy loves you, I suppose.
Those two girls.
Lee's likes to bring you stories of four-legged creatures, but right now I'd like to talk about a six-legged one, the tale of an unwanted cockroach.
Aren't they all unwanted?
Yes they are. But here's the thing. There's been a call out on Gumtree for a roach wrangler by a 24-year-old Brisbane student who called for reinforcement to kill a large cockroach that was stalking the halls of his apartment. Okay? So apparently it was on Monday night. I've only just read this now, but he went to the kitchen to get some food and spotted this beast of a roach flying around the halls. He's freaked out.
I hate it when they fly. I wish they'd pick one, like walk or fly. Don't do both.
And immediately posted an ad on Gumtree, okay? The ad reads, "Need roach dead right now ASAP. We'll pay $20 cash for the task. Location somewhere in the open in the living room or kitchen. Bring spray, etc. if needed. I only have thongs, cloth, broom. Please respond ASP, hungry F." Okay. So here's the thing. The ad was so popular that people were replying to him saying, "This is hilarious. This is very funny."
Did anyone help him though?
No, he said. So he replied, "I know it's funny, but this is not fun. I'm really hungry. If you've seen the ad, can you just come? This is not a joke."
How much was he paying?
$20. And then he said he resorted to covering himself in a blanket and face mask before making a desperate run to the fridge to get some food.
This is so millennial, right?
He was mentally stressed and his food was in the fridge and he couldn't go anywhere. He was trapped in his apartment.
It's such a millennial thing to do.
Whoa.
Like, SOS, I need help. Let me hop on my laptop, sign in to some God knows, like a forum for help.
I love it.
He had thongs. What was he waiting for?
Well, but once you throw one thong and you miss, you can't retrieve it if you're still a bit scared of the cocky, hey?
I suppose.
Anyway, I don't know what his state of well-being is at the moment.
I should have gone. I'm sure he's fine.
I'm hoping he's all right.
Here comes the one, na 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 na.
I'm only one word away.
Just one, just one, just one.
Yes, it's Friday, which means it's one word song game. So Azzy plays Lee's and me one word from a song. And the first one to jump in with the correct song and artist.
Title and artist we need.
Wins the point. It's currently 2-2.
I don't know how that happened.
Well, Sarah got the same number of points that you got.
I know, but that's just. You need to get over the fact that the 2019 slate has been wiped clean because I'm back, baby. I'm back.
She's back. All right. Are we ready for word number one?
Yes.
This is word number one.
Music. Next.
Backstreet Boys.
Best of me. Everybody by Backstreet Boys.
Damn it, I gave that to you.
I know the dance,
but I said back, so I should have kept that to myself because that's how you steal.
Well, no, but when you say the song and the artist, that's how the game
works. Well, I said Backstreet Boys.
Okay, I'll remember that next
word
time.
Number two.
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez, thinking of you.
No, it's not thinking of you. It's
one word.
It's one word. It's like Rhea.
Selena Gomez.
Lee's in there with the point.
Oh my God. Is it
Thank time? God I'm up to date with my number one chart toppers.
The tiebreaker. For the win.
Okay. Thank God. Madonna, like a virgin.
Yes! 3-2.
Damn it.
Sarah for the win.
Now, I mean, that makes me happy, but something that makes me really sad, Azzy, is...
Oh, my God.
That's the last one-word song game we're playing with you.
It is.
Because you've got a better job than this one.
Aaron's got a promotion and he's leaving us.
And it's all over Red Rover.
So true.
We are going to miss you so much.
How long have you been doing the show with us?
Many years.
It's been, well,
we're in year
this is
three.
Our third year of doing it to
But as our anchor
and
producer, you've been our boss baby, and now you're going on to greener pastures, still in the network, and
one day he will take us to the pasture.
You will be back
different
Monday
story.
From 5 with a new friend.
Yeah, well, maybe it's somebody you've heard before.
Who will it be?
Yeah.
Good hook.
Have a great
weekend.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Do we want to do a bonus round? Bonus round for the one word song game. This is the word.
Undressed.
Na na. Na na na. Jason Derulo. Trumpets.
Oh, good guess.
I never would have.
What do you mean,
that?
Guess?
Get. Good.
Oh, God, calm
not
down.
Not a get. That
you
was
need
not
to
a get.
Calm down. Just figure it out.
I don't think that's a lyric.
Isn't it? I thought it was. Oh, well, let's...
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Is it too early to take you out for a drink, Azzy?
No, absolutely not.
All right, let's go do that.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch-Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.